you joined us for the final few notes of our national anthem as performed tonight here by the Johnson Brock High School Band. Hi again, everybody. We're back at Johnson Brock High School for a doubleheader tonight, girl-boy basketball. The Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Palmyra Panthers. Lots of basketball coming your way this week. We'll be on the road also coming up with basketball later on. I'll give you a rundown of that schedule. We've got a game going on tonight over on KTMC. Nottoway Valley is playing at Fall City. Cody Swong has the call for you on that one. That's going on right now on KTMC. So Fall City fans, if you're looking for Tiger basketball, that's where it's at. 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, and of course online at mscsports.net. So if you haven't checked it out yet, check out our new radio app that you can load onto your phone. It's MSC Radio. That's the name of the app. Go to your favorite app store, download it. You're just two clicks away from live coverage of high school sports all around Southeast Nebraska, and you can use that telephone just like a radio. So it's a really slick situation. MSC Radio is the name of the app. You'll want to get that one downloaded. I mentioned other games going on tonight. We've got the contest with Nottoway Valley. This coming Friday, I'll be traveling to Elmwood Murdoch with the Auburn Bulldogs. A week from tonight, next Tuesday, I'll be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish out to Tri-County. And then on Friday the 19th, I'll have Auburn on again at Freeman. So we've got a lot of basketball between now and Christmas time. I think I still have six or eight games yet after tonight between now and Christmas. So we hope you'll stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3 and to our sister station, KTNC, for those games. Just about set to get underway here with the girls' varsity contest. Again, it'll be Casey Knippelmeyer, Daly Pelican, Ruby Gravatt, Lauren Barris, and Kinley Weiss on the floor to start for Johnson Brock. Kinley Dorn, Grace Green, Chaley Battinger, Kinley Peterson, and Siley Battinger are the starters for Palmyra. Ready to jump it up. The official steps into the center circle. Ruby Gravatt controls the tip, tips it out to Kinley Weiss, and she'll set the offense. Weiss comes into forecourt, works to the left side of the free throw lane, works down deep on the left side baseline, puts a shot up that's off, no good. A fight for the rebound underneath. Knippelmeyer got bounced around under there. No whistle. The ball went out of bounds. Touch last by Palmyra. Daly Pelican will inbound it on the baseline. Left side under her own basket. Goes into the corner to Knippelmeyer. Back up top it comes to Gravatt. Around the top of the key, Barron's handles the basketball. Now Lauren feeds Daly Pelican. She picks up the dribble and needs help. Pelican gets rid of it to Weiss. Kinley Weiss guarded closely in the man-to-man defense by Kinley Dorn. Tight man-to-man defense here by Palmyra. The ball just got away out of bounds. A turnover will give it back to the Panthers. Grace Green to inbound it. Green with the inbound pass. On the dribble across the timeline. They come into forecourt with it. Handling the ball is Xylee Battinger. Battinger to the right elbow. Comes across to Kinley Dorn. Ball is loose. Almost got back to over and back. Now Dorn gets it. A cross-court skip pass to the far side. Finds Green. Dorn again on the right elbow, just outside the three-point arc. Deep baseline left side. Kinley Peterson. Peterson can't get a look at it. Around the horn to the right wing it comes. Back to Battinger. Xylee Battinger. Left side Peterson in the corner. Good defense over there. Pressuring defense by Lauren Barons, but we've got a whistle and the foul is going to be called. I think they're going to get Lauren Barons for the personal on Lauren. That will be her first and team foul number one on Johnson Brock. Still no score in the ball game. 6:54 to play here in the first quarter, just underway. Here's the ball kicked off the foot of one of the Johnson Brock girls. It'll stay with Palmyra. They'll inbound it under their own basket. To inbound the pass under there is Xylee Battinger. Left side right under her own backboard. Flips it into the corner. Deep baseline left side. Grace Green dribbles into the paint. Around to Dorn on the right side in the corner. Battinger back up top. It comes to Green. Skip pass across left side. And she'll travel with it. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. Well, we've played a little more than a minute here. 6:41 to go in the first quarter at Johnson. No score yet in the contest. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball in backcourt on the side. Daly Pelican inbounds it. comes in with it to Casey Knippelmeyer. A cross court pass for Vatt handles the ball. Finds Kennelly Weiss. Weiss to the right elbow. Long three on the way. Pelican short off the front of the rim. Couldn't hit it. Rebound comes down to Zylie Battinger. Battinger into the corner to Dorn. Deep baseline right side. Dorn feeds it underneath in traffic. Shot is up and good by Chaley Battinger. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 2-0 Palmyra. Chaley averages 14 and a half points a game. Now in backcourt, Kinley Weiss gets hammered here. And we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Grace Green. On Green, her first team foul, number one, on the Panthers. Inbound the pass comes into Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey goes inside the paint, feeds it back to Pelican. Pelican tries to drive in, puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul. They're going to say the foul came on the floor, though, I believe. They're not going to make this a shooting foul as she got knocked to the floor there. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. The foul is on Zylie Badger, her first team foul, number two. Pelican comes in with it to Ruby Gravatt down in the corner on the left side of the basket. Beats Knippelmeyer in the paint. Back out to Pelican on the right wing. Now Daly Pelican, spin move, driving lane, up off the glass and good. Nice move to the basket by Daly Pelican. The junior is averaging 4.5 points per game. She has her first two here tonight. All tied up at two apiece, 5:43 to play first quarter. Pelican goes after the loose ball, tries to save it from getting out of bounds. It's going to stay with Palmyra. The Panthers will inbound it. Grace Green to toss it in forecourt on the side. Green brings it to the top of the key to Battinger. Into the corner right side. Ball stolen away by Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt with the steal. Gives the ball up to Casey Knippelmeyer. Down to Gravatt into forecourt. Gravatt, top of the key. Free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Hands it up to Kinley Weiss. Weiss goes around the pick. Sent by Gravatt. Flips it out to the corner. Lauren Behrens with the ball. Behrens penetrates. Driving layup. Behrens off the glass. Couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound taken down by Chaley Battinger. Fast break, down court with it in a hurry. Comes Zylie Battinger into the corner, right side. Green with the ball. There's a long shot from the right elbow for three. That's up and off, no good by Zylie Battinger. Now a three from the left corner that's up and off. This time the rebound comes down to Kinley Weiss. Weiss between defenders, wanted to go coast to coast. Got the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Grace Green. Now Green on the fast break the other direction. Laying up and good. Grace Green laid it in. She averages 7 points a game. She's got her first two. And it's 4-2. Palmyra on top. Here's Casey Knippelmeyer. A long three from the left wing is off the glass. Doesn't go. The rebound is going to be taken down by Kenley Peterson. Peterson, just a freshman, getting the start here for Palmyra tonight. There's a lob pass into the corner. They were looking for Kenley Dorn. Ball was tossed a little too tall, but it's going to stay with Palmyra. Substitute into the ballgame now for Johnson Brock is Emily Bowling into the contest, replacing Ruby Gravatt. Emily Bowling checks in. Gravatt sets out for the Eagles. 4-2, Panthers on top. Here's a long three, top of the key, up and good. Brooklyn Simmons, who just came into the ballgame, just checked in. The freshman launched a three from way out of the top of the key, nothing but nylon. And it's 7-2 now. The lead to Palmyra. Here's a driving layup by Behrens. Couldn't get it. Ball is tipped out of bounds. And is tipped last under there by the Panthers. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Substitute in now for Palmyra. Coming into the game off the bench is going to be Amelia Johnson. Johnson into the lineup. Here's Daly Pelican. Feeds it inside the paint to Behrens. Behrens clears it up top. Long three on the way. Weiss off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons will bring the ball up court. She'll be called for a double dribble. Brooklyn Simmons turns it over on the double dribble. That'll give the basketball back to the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. 7-2, Palmyra on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the the scoreboard here at Johnson Brock shows 3:51 to play in the first quarter. It's 7-2. Palmyra with the early lead here in the girls' varsity contest. Johnson Brock down by 5 early. Kenley Weiss takes it all the way around the horn. Was looking for Casey Knippelmeyer in the corner. The ball got away and it goes out of bounds. It'll be an unforced turnover there on the Lady Eagles. Give the ball right back to the Panthers of Palmyra. Palmyra 1-2 coming into this one. Johnson Brock still looking for their first win. They are 0-2. On the dribble is Zylie Battinger. A cross-court skip pass all the way across to Simmons. Simmons right back up top to Battinger with it. Into the corner. Here's a long three from the right side that's up and off. That put up by Kinley Dorn. Doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to the Panthers. Looking inside there with it, trying to go to Johnson with it. Johnson gets tied up for a minute. Good job there defensively by Casey Knippelmeyer to tie Johnson up. Held ball is called, but the possession arrow favors Palmyra. Panthers will keep the basketball. Into the lineup now, Kenley Peterson, who started, is back onto the floor after taking a break. Grace Green also back into the lineup for Palmyra. It'll be Green to inbound it. She lobs the ball in. It's going to be tipped away off the fingertips of Daly Pelican. Pelican touched it last. It'll stay with Palmyra. Now they'll toss it in on the baseline under the left side of their own backboard. Palmyra playing to the north goal to our right as we watch the game here from the east side with the basketball. Simmons gets tied up for a minute. Feeds it into traffic to Battinger. Jaylee Battinger, turnaround shot is up and off, no good. And there with the rebound for Johnson Brock is Lauren Behrens. Johnson Brock down quickly into the paint. They feed it underneath. There's a shot up and good by Emily Bowling. Nice assist there. The nice assist from Weiss finding Emily Bowling with the pass on the baseline. Bowling lays it in. She has her first 2 points. It's now 7-4. Palmyra up by 3 with 2:47 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a shot on the baseline up and off. No good by Kaylee Badger. Rebound, Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey across the timeline on the dribble herself to the right elbow. To Pelican for a long three that's short off the rim. Bowling is there for the rebound. To Behrens. Free throw line jump shot. Behrens. It's off no good. Johnson Brock just ice cold here from the field. Not able to get it to drop. They're two for something, but boy, they've put a lot of shots up in this first quarter. Trying to get the steal there was Knippelmeyer. Almost came up with a loose basketball. They feed it into Johnson in traffic. This is Chaley Battinger. Lob pass back out onto the right elbow. Grace Green handles the ball. Green, a cross-court pass to the far side. No chance for a penetration into the paint by Simmons. She gets stopped. Has to feed it underneath. Here's a driving lay-in up and good by Kenley Peterson, the freshman. Peterson with her first 2 points of the night. And it's 9-4 underneath. Bowling driving layup. Oh, couldn't get it. Bowling had an uncontested lay-in all alone down there and couldn't get it to drop. A great beat from Casey Knippelmeyer, but Bowling could not finish. 9-4, Johnson Brock. They've had some golden scoring opportunities get away from them here under the basket. There's a steal. With the steal on the fast break goes Daly Pelican, driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it. Missed the layup. The ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Palmyra is going to come out with a basketball. Back-to-back missed layups now for Johnson Brock down at the south end here, and they're trailing 9-4. This could very easily be a one-point ball game right now if those layups had dropped. Here comes Palmyra on the attack. Brooklyn Simmons handles the ball at the top of the key between the rings, goes to the right elbow with the pass to Grace Green. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. This is Grace Green on the dribble. She gets double-teamed into the corner. Flips it back out to Kenley Dorn for the long three. Dorn can't get it. Green's there for the rebound. It comes back to Dorn. She'll try it again from the right side. Couldn't get it this time. Coming down with the rebound is Johnson Brock's Lauren Behrens. Behrens pulls down the basketball, goes to Daly Pelican. Pelican's going to pull up for a long two that's off the rim. Can't get it. It's going to go off of Palmyra. The basketball will stay with Johnson Brock. And Casey Knippelmeyer disappears out into the hallway, chasing the basketball out near the concession stands. Into the lineup now comes Josie Studheit, a sophomore at 5'9". Studheit checks in for the first time this evening for Johnson Brock. Daly Pelican inbounds the pass baseline, left side under her own basket. Comes into Studheit, up top of the key. There's Kenley Weiss driving into traffic. Flips it out to Casey Knippelmeyer, top of the circle. Back to Pelican. Pelican, here's a long three by Studheit. Got it! Josie Studheit, who just came in off the bench, just nailed a three, the sophomore, from out here on the left elbow, and it's a two-point ball game, 9-7. Elmira up by two with 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Panthers will play it for one final shot, obviously. Handling the ball is Grace Green, 12 seconds. Now she starts into the paint, kicks it to the right corner, trying to drive on the baseline. Green gives the ball underneath the Badger. Zylie Badger back to the top of the key. Long three is on the way up. It's going to go out of bounds with 4/10 of a second left on the clock. 9-7, Elmira up by two. There won't be a chance to do anything with it. That will be our score after one period. Johnson Brock has the ball, but only 4/10 of a second with which to work. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, 9-7, Elmira on top. We'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
December is the perfect time to reflect and make your health a priority for the upcoming year. Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to schedule routine checkups, complete necessary screenings, and utilize any remaining health benefits before the end of the year. Making a simple appointment with your primary care provider today can make a big difference next year. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. 9-7 after one quarter. Elmira leading the Lady Eagles here in the girls varsity contest. The first half of a doubleheader. The boys game coming up next. Back to live action. Moving into the second period. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Here's a collision. Oh, now that's an interesting call. Casey Knippelmeyer collided with Kinley Weiss, and they called an offensive charging foul, but she didn't knock anybody from Elmira down. It was her own teammate that she knocked down. Interesting call. Elmira gets the basketball. They come on the attack. Kinley Dorn on the left wing. Kinley Dorn, top of the circle, back to Grace Green. Green lobs it deep into the corner. Dorn with a long three that's up and off, no good. Great job on the rebound by Ruby Gravatt. She went up and took it away from Battercher. Into forecourt. There comes Casey Knippelmeyer. Feeds it to Pelican. Back out at the top. It comes to Studheit. Kinley Knippelmeyer for three. Short off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Amelia Johnson. Amelia Johnson gives the ball up quickly to Grace Green. She'll set the offense into the forecourt. Right side to Kinley Dorn. Back it comes to Green at the top of the circle. Johnson rocking her 2-1-2 zone defense here. And the Elmira girls passing it around the outside perimeter of that zone. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Going to be picked up and stolen with the seal. Going the other direction is Kinley Weiss. All the way for the driving layup. Up and good. Kinley Weiss gets her first 2 points. We're tied at 9. 6:48 to go here in the second period, first half. It's a tie ball game, tied at 9 apiece. Johnson Brock was down 9-2. They've scored 7 unanswered points now. A 7-0 run for the Lady Eagles. Here's a driving layup in the paint, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Zylie Badger. She's a sophomore, her first 2 points. Back 11-9, Elmira back up by two. A cross-court pass, Daly Pelican, long three from the corner, got it. Daly Pelican, her first three of the night. She's got 5 now in the ballgame. That one was from a good 4 to 5 feet outside the three-point arc. Over on the right wing, nothing but nylon for Daly Pelican. 12-11. Johnson Brock is up by one. 6:05 to play in the first half here at Johnson. For the Panthers, Grace Green handles the ball. Lost it there for a moment. Now finds a handle on it. Picks up the ball. Lost her dribble. Feeds into Johnson. Ball stolen away by Studheit. Studheit gets it to Pelican. Pelican on the fast break. Wants to take it all the way to the hole. Can't get it. Out to Studheit. Open look. Three from the corner. Up and off. No good. Rebound Badger. Zylie Badger will bring it down court for the Panthers. She comes on the dribble with a pass to the left corner. Ball deflected away, knocked off the fingertips of Daly Pelican. Into the lineup now comes Isabel Bishop. Into the lineup, she will be in replacing Kinley Weiss. Bishop, a 5'5 sophomore, making her first appearance in tonight's ballgame. Johnson Brock leads it 12-11 with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Elmira with the basketball. Green on the left wing. Grace Green backs it out. Pelican comes out to Challenger. Green feeds it inside the paint. No shot there. Ball tipped away nicely by Gravatt from the corner. Gravatt blocked one away. Blocked the shot. Now from the top of the key. There's a three that's on the way up and good by Grace Green. Grace Green has 5 points now for Palmyra. That puts the Panthers back up by 2, 14-12 with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Now Daly Pelican comes on the attack. Goes off to Stidheit. Finds Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey, top of the key. Here's Bishop with a shot. Isabel's shot just short off the front of the rim. The ball is loose on the floor. And coming out of the pile with it is Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons somehow came out of that mass of humanity on the dribble. Quickly down court come the Palmyra Panthers. Driving layup. Ruby Gravatt with a block. But a whistle and a foul. And Ruby's going to get called for the personal. This will be her first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. And it will be a shooting foul at the line. Zylie Battinger, she has 2 points tonight on one field goal. This will be our first free throw of the night. The first shot is up and off. No good. She'll have another attempt coming. It was a shooting foul. 4:42 to play here in the first half. 14-12. Palmyra up by two. With Zylie Battinger, the sophomore at the line, ready for her second free throw. She takes aim. Shot is up. It's off. No good. Daly Pelican with the rebound. Here comes Pelican down court with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the far left side. There's a long shot by Knippelmeyer. Too long. Rebound underneath. Behrens. Behrens clears it out to Pelican. She works the right side. Goes in for a layup. Has the ball stripped away and stolen. The other direction, Peterson. Peterson on the baseline. Shot is blocked nicely by Ruby Gravatt. The ball got away out of bounds. Ruby Gravatt plays some great defense. She blocked Kenley Peterson's shot on the baseline. It went out of bounds, and Johnson Brock's going to get the basketball. Isabel Bishop on the dribble. Bishop gives it up now to Daly Pelican. Pelican's the junior point guard out here to the left side. Comes to Casey Knippelmeyer across. Bishop into the paint. Feeds Gravatt. Gravatt at the free throw line. Kicks it to the right side. Up top it comes Behrens. She thought about the shot. Now moving toward the hoop. From the left corner, deep for three, up and good. Nailing the three is Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey's first bucket of the night, and it's a three from down deep in the corner. 15-14, your score now. Johnson Brock back up by one with 3:41 to play in the first half of this girls' varsity contest. There's another steal. This time, Lauren Behrens blocked the shot. Blocked the shot of Kenley Peterson and then got the steal. Behrens is going to launch a long three that's off the iron. Rebound, Gravatt, try for follow shot, can't get it. Johnson Brock's shooting percentage, despite the fact that they're leading the ball game, has just been horrendous. Here's a ball loose on the floor, everybody diving after it. Gravatt comes up with the ball. Timeout's going to be called to preserve the possession. It'll be Johnson Brock's ball when we return. Right now we're going to step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball as we get set to resume action. The official let him play it in. Now he's going to start it all over here. Apparently the clock didn't get going, so they'll play it in again. In backcourt on the side, Johnson Brock is up 15-14 here, 3:10 to play in the first half. On the dribble is Kinley Weiss across the timeline, finds Ruby Gravatt. Bounce pass underneath Lauren Behrens, comes right back to Gravatt with it. She's looking inside the paint for the cutter, nobody there. Gravatt needs help, coming over is Pelican to get the ball from her. Pelican now penetrates, driving layup, Daly Pelican got it. Daly Pelican has 7 points in the ball game. And this is Johnson Brock's biggest lead of the game. The Lady Eagles up by 3, 17-14. Here comes the Panthers on the attack. That's Grease Green with the basketball, holding it for a minute, across court pass. Ziley Battinger back to Grace Green into the corner. Kinley Dorn. Dorn can't get a shot. Good coverage down there by Ruby Gravatt defensively on Dorn, not letting her get a look at the basket. Now Carly Hillman in the lineup. There's a turnaround shot in the paint. Bounces once, twice off, no good. And the rebound to Lauren Behrens. Behrens outlet pass to Kinley Weiss. Weiss will bring it down court. Weiss at the top of the key left side, comes near to Isla Eggers now. Eggers is in the lineup, a 5'2 sophomore. There's a driving lay-in up, and no, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And at the free throw line will be Lauren Behrens, where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll have to see when they post it. The foul is going to be called on Sally Battinger, her second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Lauren Behrens has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots from the free throw line. First one is up and off. No good. She'll get another try. 5'8 sophomore, averaging 3.5 points per ball game for the first two outings this season. She'll have a second shot coming now for Johnson Brock. 17-14, Lady Eagles up by three. This one is up and good for the sophomore. Lauren Behrens hits one out of two from the line, makes it 18-14. Again, Johnson Brock's biggest lead of the ball game. With 2 minutes to play in the first half, they're up by four. Here comes Grace Green on the dribble for the Panthers. To the right elbow, across court, Brooklyn Simmons. Back it comes to Green. In traffic, Chailey Battinger. They've done a good job on her defensively. Here's a whistle and a push foul on the floor is going to be called on the Eagles. Not you heard they're getting it. Might be Kinley. Yeah, Kinley Weiss is going to pick up the personal. On Weiss, that is her second. I only have that as her first. They say it's her second. There's an inbound pass and a three from the corner that doesn't go. The rebound brought down by Green. She's trapped underneath on the baseline. The ball is loose, and we're going to have a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Pretty sure this one is going to go on Lauren Behrens, and on Lauren, that'll be her second personal, team foul number four, of the quarter. So, Elmira with the ball, 1:40 to play in the first half, down by four, 18-14. They inbound it and thought for a minute that Eggers was going to get a steal. Then she does. Eggers ripped that ball out of there and it's grabbed up loose by Pelican. Pelican to the top of the circle. It comes to Eggers on the left wing. Eggers for a long two that's off the glass. Rebound to Johnson Brock. Now everybody fighting for the ball on the floor. A held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors Elmira. Panthers will get the ball back with 1:20 to play here in the first half. Trailing 18-14. Johnson Brock. The Lady Eagles looking for their first win of the season. They are 0-2 coming into this one. Here comes Grace Green with the dribble. Green lobs it into traffic, goes inside with it to Johnson. Around the horn, right wing, top of the circle, right back to Green. On the right elbow, here's a long three that's up and off the iron. That one was launched by Brooklyn Simmons. The ball got away out of bounds. I think you're going to see Johnson Brock touched it last. 1 minute even to play here in the first half, 18-14. Johnson Brock up by four. Into the corner, there's a three from the deep corner baseline left side. Everybody fighting after it. Battle for the rebound, and a held ball is called. Pelican was tied up there with Johnson. And it'll be Johnson Brock basketball this time on the alternating possession. Okay, Bowling is back into the lineup. Emily Bowling now in for Ruby Gravatt. 53 seconds to go here. You've got Eggers, Studheit, Bowling, Pelican, and Knippelmeyer on the floor with 47 seconds to play. Eggers with the basketball left wing up top to Studheit. Goes to Pelican, back to the top of the key. Bowling for three off the back of the iron. Rebound, Eggers tipped it out of there, but it's going to be grabbed up loose by Green. Green down the left side, feeds it underneath, the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. So the Lady Eagles with a chance to play for a final shot here in the first half. They're up by four, 18-14. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse up shouting instructions. He wants to make sure they don't shoot the ball with any opportunity for Palmyra to come down and score here before the half ends. Kinley Knippelmeyer is backed out into the corner, being trapped here a little bit by Kinley Dorn. Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey goes around Kinley Dorn into the corner. Pelican for a long three. Got it. Daly Pelican is in double figures. She's got 10. That's her second three. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They force a shot that won't go. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. There's a buzzer. And at the half, your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Palmyra Panthers. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 21 and Palmyra 14. We're going to take a two-minute break here. Then we'll be back with our halftime recap. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time now for our halftime scoring recap. Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find out online at highlandcc.edu. All right, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for Palmyra, they're led at halftime by Grace Green. She has 5 points, 3 points for Brooklyn Simmons. With 2 points is Chelly Battinger, 2 points also for Kenley Peterson, and Xylee Battinger has 2 for their total of 14 at the half. Free throw shooting for Palmyra, they went 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, a big half first half for Daly Pelican. She leads the way with 10 points in double figures. Casey Knippelmeyer has 3. Josie Stutheid also with 3. Kenley Weiss added 2. Emily Bowling had 2. And Lauren Behrens went 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for a single point. That adds up to 21. Free throw shooting, 1 out of 2 from the line for Johnson Brock. Our halftime score, the Johnson Brock Eagles 21 and Palmyra 14. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy tonight, a low temperature in the lower 30s with gusty west winds as high as 35 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s and northwest winds still gusting up to 35 miles an hour at times. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s and winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light south winds. Thursday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and colder temperatures, highs in the upper 30s as winds become northerly and a little bit stronger at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 30. Sunday, mainly sunny with highs only in the upper 20s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Palmyra Panthers in the girls' varsity game 21-14. Our score at the half. A scoring update from Fall City. The game being heard right now over on KTNC. Nottoway Valley is leading Fall City at the half in girls' basketball. 23-13 is the halftime score there. Interesting, Cody Schwang reports that Nottoway Valley showed up with only five players. They only have five girls in uniform playing tonight in Fall City, leading the Tigers 23-13. Here once again, it's 21-14. Johnson Brock leading the Palmyra Panthers. Our halftime recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, ready to move into third quarter action. Time to remind you once again that our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber presenting tonight's broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios inside the MSC Network Complex. A group of six stations now on the MSC Radio Network. All right, we move to third quarter action. Ball will belong to Palmyra. Panthers with the basketball. They set the offense at the top of the circle. Handling the ball is Kenley Peterson. There's a long two with a shot that's up and good by Peterson. With the first 2 points of the second half, makes it 21-16. The lead is down to five. With the ball now comes Daley Pelican out near the midcourt circle between the rings, top of the circle. Feeds it off to Kinley Weiss. Weiss moves in for a jump shot, a whistle, and a foul, and we're going to put Kinley Weiss at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. This will be Kinley's first attempt from the charity stripe this evening. The foul is going to be called on Kinley Peterson. That is her first. First free throw is up and off, no good for Kinley Weiss. That's Peterson's first personal foul, first team foul of this third quarter against Palmyra. Kinley Weiss ready for her second free throw attempt. She has 2 points in the ballgame on a field goal. This one is up and good. So she makes one out of two, and the lead now is 22-16. Lead is back up to six. Here comes Palmyra with the basketball. Grace Green on the dribble. Green on the right elbow. Feeds it into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Back to the top of the circle to Kenley Peterson. Peterson, a cross-court skip pass. Goes into the corner. Deep baseline right side. They feed it down to Zally Battinger. Here's a three from the top of the circle. Up and off, no good. Fast break the other way. Nice kick out there. Driving, laying up. And oh, missed the layup. Follow shot is up and good. There for the putback was Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer got the putback off the miss lay-in by Daley Pelican. Daley came away shaking her head on that one. They've had two or three of those missed layups here tonight, pretty much uncontested and not able to get him to drop. Here's a shot from the right side up and off, no good. Warren Behrens has a defensive board. Outlet pass comes to Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer across the timeline. Casey between the rings to Kinley Weiss. Weiss, turnaround three, off the rim, no. Pelican came down with the rebound and got pushed to the floor, pushed down hard. And the ball got away out of bounds. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 6:23 to go here in the third quarter, 24-16. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
December is the perfect time to reflect and make your health a priority for the upcoming year. Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to schedule routine checkups, complete necessary screenings, and utilize any remaining health benefits before the end of the year. Making a simple appointment with your primary care provider today can make a big difference next year. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
6 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Johnson, 24-16. Johnson Brock up by eight, leading the Palmyra Panthers here in the girls' varsity game. Coming up next, it'll be the boys' varsity contest, the second half of our doubleheader tonight here on Sunny. When we resume live action, Johnson Brock will have the ball. They'll play it in under their own basket. Kinley Weiss will inbound it. She lobs it up top. Comes to Daley Pelican with the pass. Pelican across court. Lauren Behrens feeds in traffic to Knippelmeyer. They try to go to Ruby Gravatt with it. The ball is knocked away from Gravatt by Chelsea Battinger, but it's touched last by Battinger, so it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Lauren Behrens tosses in to Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss working hard to the right side. Casey Knippelmeyer finds Ruby Gravatt at the top of the key. Gravatt between the rings, top of the circle, has the ball knocked away. Underneath the Weiss. Weiss moves in with a layup. Couldn't get it. Ball blocked away. Rebound brought down by Grace Green. Green on the fast break. Weiss runs stride for stride with her. Stopped her on the drive on the layup. Here's a shot that's up. Rolls around and good by Grace Green. Green has 7 points now in the ball game for Palmyra. 24-18 your score. 5:43 to play here in the third period. Johnson Brock up by six. Ruby Gravatt stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. They go inside to Behrens. Behrens is double team, triple team, goes up with a little hook shot that won't fall, and the rebound is pulled down by Kenley Peterson. Peterson brings the ball down court herself, feeds it into the corner to Kenley Dorn. Dorn goes to Green. Nice steal by Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer comes up with the basketball. A held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. So Casey Knippelmeyer comes up with the possession of the basketball for her team with 5 minutes 16 seconds to play now in the third quarter. 24-18, if you're just joining us, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are leading the Palmyra Panthers. Johnson Brock's girls looking for their first win of the season. They are 0-2 thus far. There's a shot by Behrens for three from the left side, up and good. Lauren Behrens nailed a three from just outside the arc on the left elbow. Dropped that one into the north basket here at Johnson. 27-18. Biggest lead yet for Johnson Brock, up by 9. They've been just kind of slowly pulling away. Here's a three from the corner that's up and off, no good. Behrens battles for the rebound. Follow shot, put back up, off, no good. Whistle foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. And stepping to the line will be Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons has 3 points tonight on a tray. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line. The foul's on Kinley Weiss. On Kinley, her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. Free throw is up and good by Brooklyn Simmons, so she now has 4 points in the ballgame. Makes the score 27-19. Brooklyn Simmons, ready for second attempt. Takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up, and it is off. No good, and a great job on a rebound. Pulling it down is Josie Stoddart. Stoddart just came in for Ruby Gravatt, and Stoddart just took that one away, just muscled it away from one of the Palmyra girls. Here's Stoddart for 3, short off the rim. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's touched last. Well, nobody touched it. It was just off the rim, out of bounds. It'll belong to Palmyra. 4:27 to go here in the third period. 27-19. 8-point lead for the Johnson Brock girls. Here come the Panthers on the attack. On the left side with the ball is Zylie Badger. Into the corner, left side is Kinley Dorn. Dorn right back top to Green. Grace Green can't get a look at it. They'll pass the ball back to Green on the right elbow. Across to the near side, Kenley Dorn. Dorn and Green play catch with it. Knippelmeyer almost had a steal. Now in traffic with the ball is Kenley Peterson. 3 from the top of the circle, off, no good. Battle for the rebound. Palmyra comes up with it in the corner. Trying to feed back is Kenley Peterson. To the top of the circle, back up top to Zylie Badger. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. They're going to tag Casey Knippelmeyer with that one on Casey. That is her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Just past the midway point of the third period, 3:48 to go here in the third quarter. It's 27-19 now, your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Here come the Panthers. Zylie Badger dribbles all the way across to the left wing, feeds it into the corner, give and go in the paint. Badger got it back. Here's a three from the deep left corner, up and good. Hitting the three is Brooklyn Simmons. That's her second three-pointer of the night. She has 7 now for the Panthers, and the lead is down to 5. 27-22. Johnson Brock led by as much as 9. Here comes Behrens with a driving layup. Off, no good. Rebound, Badger. Stolen away. Now it's back. It's loose. Coming up with it is Grace Green. Stolen back by Behrens. Behrens driving lay-in. Got it. Lauren Behrens stole the basketball, took it in, got the lay-in right against the defender. She's got 6 points, and the lead is back to 7. 29-22. Good defense there by Lauren Behrens. And a nice move to the basket once she stole the ball. Ball stolen away again by Pelican, and a jump ball, held ball is called. Good hustle by Daly Pelican. And the possession arrow favors Palmyra. Under 3 minutes to go here now in the third quarter. 2:52 to play third period. 29-22. Johnson Brock up by 7. Palmyra with the basketball. Zylie Badger into the corner, right side. Bounce pass top of the circle. Grace Green across to the near side. It comes to Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons goes right back to Green with the basketball. Green goes in with a little floater off the glass, up and good. Grace Green with a nice move to the basket. She has 9 points now. And we're back to a 5-point Johnson Brock lead, 29-24, 2:25 to play here in the third quarter. Holding the ball is Stoddart around the horn right side, Pelican. Daily Pelican backs it out near the midcourt circle, feeds to the right side to Bishop. Isabel Bishop for a long two that's short off the rim. Ball is chased down in the corner. With the rebound is Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons comes up with it. And now here comes Palmyra on the attack. Long pass into the corner to Grace Green. In traffic, under the basket. Oh, Josie Stoodhide had what looked like a pretty nice block on that shot there. The shot was being put up by Zylie Banager, but they're going to call Stoodhide for the foul on Josie, her first personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. And at the free throw line is Zylie Banager shooting 2. First one is up and good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. She has 3 points on the night. That pulls Palmyra back to within 4 at 29-25. Johnson Brock led by 9 there momentarily. And now Zylie Banager with her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She got them both, and now it's a 3-point basketball game. 29-26. Johnson Brock up by 3, just under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 1:57 on the game clock left to play in the third period. Casey Knippelmeyer, Isabel Bishop. Bishop comes across the Stoodhide around the horn. Open look, left side, Behrens. It's in and out of there. She had an open shot for 3, couldn't get it down. Now a fight for the rebound. A held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. In there battling was Isabel Bishop for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 29-26. JB up by 3. Inbound the pass to Behrens. Top of the key, Bishop. Long 3 from the corner left side. Short off the front of the rim by Daly Pelican. Rebound underneath Behrens. Behrens is in trouble. She's going to get called for travel. She was double teamed under there trying to get rid of the basketball. They got her for traveling. 1:29 to go here in the third quarter. It's a 3-point Johnson Brock lead. Palmyra with a chance to tie or get within 2 here. Coming down court, they trail by 3. Right side, Brooklyn Simmons with the ball. Now, ladies, we can't clap here in the okay. Little enthusiasm here on the cheering section along Press Row. That doesn't work, folks. They were chanting defense for Johnson Brock. All right, here we go. 1:11 to play in the third quarter. 29-26. Johnson Brock by 3. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They inbound it. Casey Knippelmeyer on the dribble. Picked up at midcourt by Kinley Dorn. Knippelmeyer goes to Pelican left wing. Up top it comes to Stoodhide. Around the horn right side. Behrens mishandled the ball for a minute. Got it back. Finds Kinley Weiss. Again to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer jump shot from 10 feet away. Got it. Casey Knippelmeyer put it down. She has 7 now. And it's 31-26. 5-point lead with 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. JB up by 5. And there's a traveling call walking with the basketball. It's Brooklyn Simmons. And that'll give the ball back once again to Johnson Brock. 40 seconds on the clock. It's a 35-second shot clock. If they play it right, they take the shot at the right time. There would only be 5 seconds left for Palmyra to try and respond. Into forecourt comes Kinley Weiss. Casey Knippelmeyer, long 3. Oh, in and out of there. Rebound, Behrens. Behrens gives it right back to Knippelmeyer. She's going to try a little floater. This one bounces, and she got it. Hanging right in there was Casey Knippelmeyer. She got it to drop. Makes it 33-26 now. The lead is 7 with 14 seconds to play here in the third period. Johnson Brock by 7. Handling the ball is Simmons. Simmons goes out into the corner. 7 seconds to play. Deep baseline. Lost the ball out of bounds. Went off the foot of Behrens. Good defense down there by Lauren Behrens. Stuck her foot out and batted the ball away. Now Eggers is back into the lineup. So is Ruby Gravatt. Eggers and Gravatt check back in for Johnson Brock with 5 seconds left here. Into the corner. They dribble to the top of the circle. Simmons launches a long 3. Doesn't go. Rebound. Tonight. And there, after 3 quarters, it's Johnson Brock 33 and Palmyra 26. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. We move into the fourth and final period of this girls' varsity game. 33-26, Johnson Brock with the lead. The ball belongs to Palmyra as we resume action. Panthers with the ball at the top of the circle. With the dribble is Battinger. Siley Battinger feeds into the corner. Deep baseline left side, Kenley Peterson. Peterson lost the ball out of bounds. Tipped away by Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt playing some impressive defense on the baseline under here tonight. Her minutes when she's in there, she's a factor on defense without a doubt. Here's a lob pass into the corner. An open look three is up and off. No good. The ball's going to get away out of bounds off the fingertips of Chaley Battinger. Chaley Battinger has been averaging 14.5 points per game for the first two games tonight. She has been held to just 2 points. Those came way back in the first quarter. Here comes Johnson Brock on the attack. Ruby Gravatt, put the ball over to Daly Pelican, and Pelican got clobbered over there by Xylee Battinger. Xylee Battinger picks up her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. Inbound the pass to Kinley Weiss. Weiss in traffic, tries for a layup, gives it off to Gravatt. Gravatt with a follow putback, but they're going to say a whistle and a foul on Weiss's shot. So Weiss will be at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Chaley Battinger. That is her first team foul, number two of the quarter, at the line. Kinley Weiss shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Kinley Weiss has now hit two out of three from the free throw line tonight and has 4 points in the basketball game. Kinley Weiss ready for her second attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off. No good. A struggle for the rebound, and they're going to say Johnson Brock touched it last. A couple of Johnson Brock girls shook their heads in disagreement there, but the ball is going to go to Palmyra. Substitute in now for the Panthers. Back onto the floor is Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons checks in. She will replace Kinley Dorn for the Panthers. 7:13 to go in the ball game. It's 34-28, an 8-point Johnson Brock lead. With the basketball, Palmyra on the attack in the corners, Kinley Peterson. Oh, nice steal. Coming up with this, Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss on the fast break. Defenders are back there. A cross-court pass. Knippelmeyer for three off the rim. Rebound, Ruby Gravatt put back up. It's off, no good. And the Johnson Brock shooting woes continue. Point-blank range under the bucket. They just can't get it to go in the hole, or they'd be up here by 20 by now. Now, almost had a steal there by Daly Pelican, but the ball is grabbed up loose by Xylee Battinger. And now we're going to have a whistle and a push-off foul against Palmyra. And that's going to give the ball right back to Johnson Brock with an 8-point lead here. That foul is going to be called on Kinley Peterson, her second team foul, number three of the quarter. That's three team fouls already with 6.5 minutes still to play in this fourth quarter. 34-26, Johnson Brock trying to extend that lead up by 8. To give the ball to Knippelmeyer. Casey puts it up top of the top of the key to Daly Pelican. Pelican's going to penetrate, flips it to the corner. Gravatt has to chase it down. Goes to Weiss with it, looking for Behrens underneath. Bounce pass into Behrens. She'll move to the hoop. Shot is up, couldn't get it. Oh, she might have been hammered there, but that one wouldn't go. Right under the basket. Pass break the other direction to the corner left side. Handling the ball is Battinger. Xylee Battinger puts it to the top of the circle to Kenley Peterson. Now Peterson dribbles forward near the free throw circle. We have a timeout taken on the floor by Palmyra. 5:55 to go in the ballgame. 34-26. Johnson Brock up by 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:55 to play in this girls' varsity contest, 34-26. Johnson Brock up by 8. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play for you. MJ Evans, our capable producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios tonight. And our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball. It'll be Palmyra's ball when play is resumed. They inbound the pass to Xylee Battager. Battager sets the offense at the top of the circle. Oh, she threw it away. Looking for Brooklyn Simmons over on the far side. And Simmons zigged when she should have zagged. Just as they let go of the ball, she broke the other direction, and it goes into the stands. Full court pressure now being applied. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Good effort over there on the part of Brooklyn Simmons. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles will inbound it in forecourt on the side now. Inbounding the pass will be Daly Pelican. Pelican stands right in front of the Johnson Brock bench on the far side. Johnson Brock going from our left to right, from south to north here in the second half at Johnson. 34-26, up by 8. Clock down to 5:44. Eagles basketball. Casey Knippelmeyer holds it high above her head at the top of the free throw circle, comes to the right side with it to Daly Pelican. There's a steal. Break away for the layup goes Shaylee Battager. Up, couldn't get it. And a great job on the defense, and coming down with the rebound was Emily Bowling. Bowling did a great job of getting back there on defense, got the rebound, had it knocked away, and Johnson Brock gets the ball back. So right about now, Shaylee Battager's got to be frustrated, because that's one with 14.5 points per game. That's one you would expect her to probably make, and she couldn't get it down. Casey Knippelmeyer in backcourt comes to Pelican. Across the timeline, Daly Pelican. Pelican goes all the way to the corner, driving, laying up and good. Great job by Daly Pelican. She's got 12 points. Give Bowling credit for setting the screen for her. Emily Bowling just cleared out an area so Pelican could drive the right side baseline and lay it in off the rim. 36-26. Johnson Brock up now by 10, their biggest lead of the basketball game, under 5 minutes to go, 4:53 to play. Here's a steal by Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with a steal into forecourt. Comes to Pelican. Pelican, spin move, baseline, right side of the bucket, can't get there. Brings it back up top to Lauren Behrens. Behrens holds the ball. Wants to go into the paint, can't go. Out to the left wing, flips it to Knippelmeyer. Now back it comes to Kenley Weiss. Man-to-man defense here by Palmyra. Johnson Brock running a lot of clock. Bowling goes up top to Pelican once again. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Looking inside. Ball tipped away. No shot up. Back the other direction comes Palmyra with the steal. Fast break Simmons. Stolen right back by Pelican. Pelican lobs it across to Knippelmeyer in traffic. Knippelmeyer tries to go up with a shot. She's going to be fouled. And we're going to put Casey Knippelmeyer at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots for Johnson Brock. This foul is going to go on Kenley Peterson. On Peterson, her third, team foul number 4. All right, Casey Knippelmeyer. She could give Johnson Brock their biggest lead yet here. They're up by 10. Shooting 2. First one is up and good. Casey Knippelmeyer got it down. Let's see, we'll add her up here. She's got 10 points now in double figures for the sophomore. Casey will have a second shot coming. She's just put her team up by 11. Here's Ruby Gravatt back into the lineup. Gravatt checks in now, replacing Emily Bowling. Those two alternate in and out for each other. Casey Knippelmeyer ready for her second shot. It's on the way. It's up and it is off. No good. Gravatt tried to tip it out of there, but I think they're going to get Ruby for a foul there. She was battling for that rebound. And on Ruby, that is her second personal, second team foul first team foul of the quarter. 4 minutes left to go in this one. It's an 11-point Johnson Brock lead, 37-26. Here's a travel. Traveling with the ball is Kenley Peterson. Johnson Brock gets the ball right back. Johnson Brock with an 11-point lead, under 4 minutes to go now. There's no need to hurry into anything here. They probably want to eat up as much of that 35-second shot clock. Of course, Nebraska basketball played with a 35-second shot clock now. There's Pelican between defenders. Bounce pass, all beautiful feed. Put it across to Knippelmeyer, and Casey couldn't finish. Pelican did a great now. Steal comes underneath to Behrens. Behrens' shot is up. It won't go. Try for foul, a shot again. And a whistle and a foul, and I think we're going to have Casey Knippelmeyer right back at the free throw line. Boy, they've had some just right under the basket shots, and that ball will not go in the hole. This foul is going to be called on Grace Green. That is her second, 15th foul of the quarter. Casey Knippelmeyer shooting two. First one is up and good. Casey has now made two out of three from the free throw line, and she has 11 points in the basketball game in double figures. The 5'5 sophomore takes aim for her second free throw. Casey looks to the basket. The shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. That one went right down the middle. Nothing but strings on that. No wear and tear on the hoop whatsoever on that free throw. 39-26. It's a 13-point lead for Johnson Brock, their biggest lead of the game with 3:25 to go here. Now dribbling in, driving layup, whistle, and a foul. Taking the ball to the hole was Xylee Banager. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. We'll see who they put this foul on. The foul is going to go on Ruby Gravett. On Ruby, her third personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. At the line is Xylee Battinger. She's two out of four from the line so far tonight. This one is up and off, no good. She's now two for five from the line. Back into the lineup, now replacing Gravett, comes Josie Stoodheit, the sophomore, 5'9". She's in the ballgame. Xylee Battinger, second free throw is up. This one is good. She got that one to fall. She's now three out of six from the free throw line. And it's 39-27. The lead is 12 as we near the three-minute mark to go in the ballgame. Pelican to the top of the key. Knippelmeyer's going to try a long three, but no good. Rebound follow shot. Stoodheit was waiting for it. And Josie Stoodheit gets the putback. She's got 5 points. Timeout taken Pelmyra with 3 minutes even left to play here in the ballgame. 41-27. Johnson Brock up by 14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Johnson Brock girls with a 14-point lead, 3 minutes to play in this one. Palmyra has the basketball. We're back to live action in the corner. That's Kinley Dorn with the ball to the top of the key. Brooklyn Simmons. Simmons comes across to the top of the circle on the left side of the lane to Xylee Battinger. Inside traffic, Xylee Battinger can't get to the bucket. Xylee from the top of the key for three, up and off, no good. Rebound, Daley Pelican. Pelican comes down the right sideline. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Grace Green. On Green, that is her third personal. That's the 16th foul, so we're shooting two. At the free throw line, Daley Pelican. Daley has 12 points tonight in the ballgame so far. Here she'll be shooting two shots. The clock is down to 2:36 to go. Johnson Brock up by 14. Pelican's free throw is damn good. Daley Pelican, a junior, 5'6". She's played a lot of basketball already in her first couple of years of high school ball. Daley Pelican's second free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good also. She hit them both. Daley has 14 points. I believe she leads all scorers right now for Johnson Brock, and it's a 16-point lead now, 43-27, with only 2.5 minutes left. There's a three-pointer that's on the way off. No good. Rebound comes down to Battinger. Xylee Battinger held at 2 points tonight. Here's a steal by Behrens. Behrens flips it underneath, goes to Kinley Weiss, driving layup. Up and no good, another missed layup. Johnson Brock has got to work on the layups. My goodness, those girls would have another 15 or 20 points if they just hit the layups. Boy, a lot of contact there. And traveling is going to be called on Palmyra. Kinley Weiss kind of took one to the chops there when they came around with the basketball, but the girl from Palmyra traveled with the ball in the process. Back into the lineup for the Panthers comes Amelia Johnson, a freshman. Johnson gets back onto the floor. Just 2 minutes left to go in the ball game now. 43-27. Things are looking pretty good for the Johnson Brock girls. Nice spin move by Daly Pelican. Now the ball is going to be stolen by Johnson. Johnson kicks it to the right side. Battager, she can't get an open look. Back to the top of the key to Green. Green across court to the far right side. Simmons. Simmons lost the handle. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Don't think we're shooting here yet, though. See who this one's on. Foul is going to be called on Kinley Weiss. That is her fourth personal. 13 foul of the quarter. We're not shooting. Here's Eggers back into the lineup. Bowling checks back in. Knippelmeyer and Behrens will go to the bench. Bowling and Eggers back on the line. Back into the game here. 43-27 with a minute 41 to go. In the corner, deep right side, Xylee Battager, guarded down there by Sudhite. Can't go anywhere with it. Back to the top of the circle to Johnson. Johnson picked up out here by Weiss. Across court pass to the corner. Long three, baseline right side, up and good. Nice looking shot by Kinley Dorn. That's her first bucket of the night. It's a three from deep in the left side corner. Eggers on the dribble with the basketball for Johnson Brock. Feeds it up top to Weiss. Bach is down to a minute 12 to go. Weiss almost has it dribbled away. Slapping at the basketball is Xylee Battager. Shot clock shows 18. Left side, Bowling holds the ball. Bowling had it knocked away. Sudhite comes up with it. Sudhite is tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow stayed with Johnson Brock. And waving the white flag here is Palmyra. He's clearing out the bench. Into the ball game, Lily Green in for the first time tonight. We'll try and ID these kids. Carly Hillman on the floor for the ball, in the ball game. We'll try and ID some of the others. Grace Myers is out there now for Palmyra. And Ellie Anderson also on the floor. Coach Braston at Melbaum waving the white flag, putting in the subs. Under a minute to go here. 49 seconds to play. It's 43-30. Johnson Brock's going to get their first win of the season. And here's a follow shot up and off. No good. A whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock. First win as a head basketball coach for the girls here tonight. For Coach Lucas Dollinghouse after the storied stint here, the great run that he had as a boys head coach. Sammy Schroeder's at the line here. Well, she'll be shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Sammy Schroeder, a sophomore, just got into the ballgame here in the final seconds. 43 seconds to play. 43-31. Johnson Brock on top. Second free throw is up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Josie Stidhite. Stidhite gets it up to Bowling, to Bishop. Isabel Bishop sets a pick there for Kinley Weiss to get it across the timeline. Kinley Weiss works into the corner on the baseline, right side of the bucket. 30 seconds to go, 22 on the shot clock. They can run the clock down to 8 seconds here with a 12-point lead. Palmyra not really coming out to get Kinley Weiss. Weiss gets a pick set by Bowling on the left elbow, works back to the near side, gives up top to Stoodhide, across to Eggers. Eggers takes a couple of dribbles, now feeds it back once again to Weiss. Weiss, just before the shot clock goes off, puts a shot up. Ball is loose, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Palmyra. Johnson Brock will get the ball back. 3.5 seconds left to go. The Eagles are going to win this one. 43-31 will in all probability be your final. They'll just dribble this thing out on the inbound pass. Comes into Bishop. She'll hold the ball. Here's the buzzer. And there's your ball game. Johnson Brock with the win tonight. The girls get the win 43-31 over Palmyra. Don't go away. We'll have the second half of our basketball doubleheader coming up. We'll have the boys' varsity game in just a few minutes. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap presented by Mead Lumber, your presenting sponsor, after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class.
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap, brought to you by Mead Lumber Company, your hometown building partner. Well, let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Belmyra Panthers, none of the girls got into double figures. They were led by Grace Green. She finished tonight with 9 points. Adding 7 was Brooklyn Simmons. 5 points for Xylee Battager. 4 tonight for Kinley Peterson. With 3 points was Kinley Dorn. And adding 2 was Shaylee Battager for their total of 31. Palmyra hit 5 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight, shooting free throws. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles, 43 points on the board. 2 girls in double figures. Daly Pelican led the way with 14. Casey Kniffelmeyer finished with 12 in the ballgame. 6 points tonight for Warren Barron. Josie Studdite came off the bench and got 5. Kinley Weiss with 4 and Emily Bowling had 2 for their total of 43. Free throw shooting for Johnson Brock. They went 8 out of 12 at the charity stripe. Your final score, Johnson Brock 43 and Palmyra 31. With the win, Johnson Brock improves to 1-2 on the season, and the Palmyra Panthers fall 2-1-2. 43-31, your final, Johnson Brock with the win. Up next, the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the boys' varsity game, Johnson Brock and Palmyra. That one won't be tipping off for about another 20 minutes here, so we're going to send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny 101.3 studios for about 12 minutes here, MJ. You're going to have it roughly for 12 minutes, and then we'll be ready to come back with our pregame show for the boys' contest. So don't go away. Stay tuned right here to Sunny 101.3. Lots more basketball coming up in about 12 minutes. Don't go away. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.